Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
There's no reason to touch
them. And inform you in the afternoon.
I think your cheeks are a little loose.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hour two, Agenda Free Friday. Everything on the board from the week. Anything we've gotten to or have yet to get to, it's up to you and your phone calls. Two open lines at 617-779-0985. I also have a giveaway coming up, as I forgot to do it last segment. So I have a free thing for you if you want to hang on for that. You like free stuff. Otherwise, Agenda Free Friday brought to you by Planet Fitness. The world judges they don't. PlanetFitness.com. Back to your phones. Pete in Delaware has a Celtics thought for us. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. You know, they're getting their habits are really bad. I mean, I'm glad Brad Stevens in the fourth quarter, he brought up how bad their defense was before the fourth quarter started. It's becoming a trend, and I'm not sure they're going to get out of it.
So hold on. They've won four straight. People are saying they're back on track. Here we go to the finals, and you're saying there's some troubling trends.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple. One, the defense. That's atrocious. They're playing the Knicks, and they couldn't defend or they didn't want to defend. You take your choice because I don't know what it is because they're sure as heck not the team from last year. The other one is, yes, Gordon Hayward's not back to who he is, but I'll tell you what, outside of Kyrie Irving, he's the only other guy on that team right now bringing the ball up the court that actually looks to set other people up. And the young guys should take note of that. And the other thing is they're shooting too many threes. If they don't make them, defense should be driving.
No, they've gone to the rim much more in the last couple of games.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown did it all night last time.
The trend's the other way. Jaylen Brown scored 21 points, I think all of them from the paint or the line.
Yeah, I was just double-checking. I don't think he shot two threes last night, but he didn't make one.
He shot 21 points all from the paint, if you include the line.
Correct. Yeah, no, that's a good sign. And again, they
defensively, he was nick last night. That was to be expected with the time he's had off, but he had guys shooting threes right in his face.
So, look, the thing that's encouraging to me now is they're starting to become the offensive team we thought they could be. There's a lot of guys to defend. They're making shots. They're playing inside and outside. Horford's playing closer to the basket. Brown's going to the basket. You know, the mix is starting to come together on the offensive end. The defensive end, not as much, but you know what? 100 points now allowed in this league is below average. I mean, I think the average point total in the league this year is like around 102 or
exactly.
103.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy, the scoring in the league right now. It's going through the roof. So last night to me was a continuation of where they're headed. Offensively especially, but you can see it coming together.
We've got Brendan in Foxborough on the Bees. Go ahead, Brendan.
Mike, last night, the three goal scorers for Tampa, you know, Holbert, Braden Point's 22, Joseph's 21, Sorelli's 21. So why is it Tampa's younger players can come up and make an impact?
Yeah, and where are they drafting? Did they have to tank to draft those players?
No, they did. They still have Nikita Kucherov.
Apparently not.
They were still at the top of the NHL. Here's my point. I was a play where Joseph went in the corner with Donato. They're both the same age, same size. And it just looked like a man against a boy. It's like, I don't know, the Bruins' young players, it's not that they need to be tough. They don't compete. There's no compete on those guys. I don't know if they're doing estrogen down in Providence, but it's so massive.
Well, so this was Maz's point. They're just
finesse players. Yeah, and this is what is alarming about them. So I don't know if it's fair to say totally no compete. Like, because Donato last year would get in front of the net.
He still does. He doesn't do anything there.
But he just gets pushed out of there.
He goes there.
He's just not that big. He's not that strong. And I feel that way. The only one that I feel differently about is DeBrusque. DeBrusque, to me, feels stronger on the puck than the other ones. Like, when DeBrusque is in traffic and DeBrusque checks, he's a good checker, and I don't mean putting a shoulder in someone. I mean fighting for the puck. There's strength there. There's, you know, there's stability there. The other guys are just softer on the puck. They're finesse players.
Okay, Agenda Free Friday, everything on the board. So we'll allow Cam Taunton for a quick thought on what, Cam?
Mike, can you believe the arrogance of this organization, the U.S. Soccer organization?
U.S. Soccer. What about them?
They take 13 months to hire their new coach. And here's you and me and everybody else who cares about this organization thinking, here comes a big name. They're going after a superstar. And they hire Greg Rosenthal, a Jag who has achieved jack crap at any level he's coached at. Taylor was right. This is the most arrogant organization in U.S. sports. They're going to miss the next World Cup again because they don't get it.
So the guy they hired was the coach of the Columbus Crew, right?
Correct. And he's achieved nothing.
He hasn't even won at the MLS level.
No, he's made one MLS Cup final and got absolutely destroyed.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Hey, let's pick a guy from a relatively crap bag league who's won nothing.
Soccer, I'm going to speak directly to you. I gave you a shot. I gave you airtime. I invested in it. I tried. I really tried. But when you lost to Trinidad in the World Cup qualifier, that was it. I'm out. So you do it on your own time, but it's true. They hired the coach of the Columbus Crew, who's never even won with the Columbus Crew. So I don't know what to tell you. I think they were gun-shy going for another big international name. You know, Jurgen Klinsmann is a big international superstar. So when you go back into that thing, you sign the next international superstar. It didn't work out. So like they had to go in another direction. And then where do you go? You go stateside. Was it Bruce Arena again or the Bradley guy again? Like, who is it? I don't know if this guy can coach or not, but he didn't do that great of a job at Columbus. So I don't know how he's going to do with the men's team.
So I don't know this Greg Rosenthal from Trevor Rosenthal or Ken Rosenthal. Okay, I couldn't tell you who he is.
I thought he had a different... I didn't know that was his name, but go on.
Well, whatever. But here's my question to you. Women's soccer is pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So why can't they take someone from the women's program and have them instill what they do in the men's program?
That's not bad. I think the reason that... I thought his name was Berhalter. Exactly. Who's Rosenthal?
Is he wearing a bow tie, Kenny Rosenthal?
Greg Berhalter. Yeah, that was the guy. Not Rosenthal. Either way, he's a... Well, okay, whatever. It's Berhalter. You know, the women's thing is, can we... Not every country affords their women the freedom that we do. So it's like, yeah, we're good in women's sports because we're a country that...
Smaller pool.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's why I think we're good. I don't think it's that we've mastered the sport or anything. I mean, I just think it's a smaller pool. It's
yeah,
just,
I'll tell you what, I'll still take my chances. Given with the clown show that the men's soccer program is, I'll take a shot. Give me Mia Hamm. Give me Alex Morgan. Give me somebody. Give me Brandi Chastain. Have a ripper shirt off and coach a team. Whatever it is, I don't care. Get somebody that has won something that has a clue.
Let's talk some football. Some American football with Bob Soucy right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5, The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Felger and Mazz.
Takes the snap, dropping back, feeling pressure, loads up and throws a long ball left for Robinson behind the defense. It's knocked by Jackson,
yes!
And intercepted by Harmon in the end zone. What a terrific recovery by the rookie J.C. Jackson and the reaction by Daron Harmon.
Boy, what body control by Harmon.
Daron Harmon with another fourth quarter interception and another in the end zone. He has 13 now career interceptions in the regular season, plus three in the playoffs, 11 of them in the fourth quarter, six of them in the final 2 minutes. He comes away with another pick in the end zone at the 4:41 mark here.
It's time for Hot Sports Takes with Bob Soucy.
Let's do it. All right, Bob. Maz is trying to tell Bob that Harmon actually sucks. Check out the Facebook page, Bobby. Harmon sucks.
Here come Bob Soucy. Here come Bob Soucy and his hot take. Smoking Bob Soucy. Scorching Bob Soucy and his scalding steaks.
Did you know, Soucy, that Harmon actually blows? Go to our Facebook page and you'll see.
I want to come in here and just rip you, Tony, but how can I do
ahead,
that
rip
after that that improvisation and the dance moves as well?
I even added a little accent this week.
I can't think of anything less legit or more fake than your ridiculously contrived take in this agenda-driven Friday. In the words of John Patrick McEnroe, you cannot be serious.
I'm telling you, I went through and looked at the 16 picks. I looked at every single one of them. Bob, with all due respect, you could have made 11 of them. You.
Tony, Because Joe Montana laid the football on the numbers of Jerry Rice, should his touchdowns, and Steve Young, should his touchdowns not count?
I just don't understand what's special about Harmon. Like, people talk about Harmon like he's this great defensive back. Again, Murray could catch the balls that are being thrown to him on the field, for crying out loud. And five of them, five. Total deflections that, like, you want to laugh? Go and look at the one again in Pittsburgh last year. He's 10 yards from the play. The ball gets deflected and goes right to him, and he catches it, and it's the closer! And I'm not picking on you.
Wait a minute.
Because your job is to call the game. I'm just telling you, the fans who love to tell me that Daron Harmon is like some sort of freak back there, like he's Ed Reed, is a joke. He's nowhere. He's okay.
Have tried to tell you that Daron Harmon is like Ed Reed?
I talked to many fans, Bob.
Yeah, that's a straw man is what that is.
Anyway, it's a good little video, a good little piece of work by Mass. Check it out on our Facebook page, Daron Harmon, 16 interceptions. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing well, and you?
Okay, what do you think about this week?
I think Navy's going to beat Army tomorrow afternoon.
I'm actually going to ask you a question about that coming up, but go ahead, Dolphins.
They're going to pull the upset this year.
Dolphins.
The Dolphins. History, of course, recent past, not on the Patriots' side, 1-4. I find it interesting, although the Empower Fieldhouse is being resurfaced, as reported today. Nonetheless, Mike Reese said the Patriots had not planned to practice indoors as they've done in the past. Did last year where they...
Being resurfaced.
People have wondered, why aren't they practicing inside this week? And I think, again, strictly my intuition, my guess, I think that part of the reason is, and I think it's been reiterated by what Bill Belichick hasn't said this week. Former players have talked about it. Brady talked a little bit about it today at the podium. He does not want to make this about the heat and the conditions in South Florida. They've lost in Miami four of the last five times because they've lost to good football teams. We've heard former players, Rob Ninkovich, Teddy Bruschi, among them, talk about how humid it is, the conditions down there. I think part of the psychology, the mentality going down there is, we're not going to even think about that, entertain that as a factor. We'll prepare for it, of course, but try to get past that 1-4 mark, 7-9 for Brady. Certainly, heat has been a factor down there, the adjustment in December in particular. But I think, you know, practicing outside this week, that's just a signal to me, and also by what Belichick has emphasized to their media and as well the New England media, that we're not going to allow this to be a psychological factor. So, and I think this team's better positioned to go in there and play well and win. Because, and you guys are not going to like this, I think the running game will travel to South Florida and the Patriots can take it to the Dolphins. Be physical. They're a terrible run defense.
Why wouldn't I like
not
that?
Not a very physical team.
So that means you're scoring 23 points?
Whatever it takes.
Well, no. So, I mean, like, because that's what that means. If you're going to run the ball and run the ball well and run it a lot, that's going to keep your points down. So that's, I mean, you better play some defense down there.
Better play some defense. I'm curious if they're going to take a different approach with Tannehill. He's 3-0 against them. I think 7 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Down there, you mean?
Down there. Yeah, down there. Had maybe his best moment in his first game against the Patriots in 2013, late in the year when he led Miami on a late drive, converted a key fourth down to Charles Clay. Dolphins went ahead. Brady had a pass intercepted in the end zone to seal it for Miami. That's one of the two instances in the last several years where the Dolphins have been the spoiler and knocked the Patriots, in essence, out of the number one seed. Tannehill, mobile quarterback, we know they have a lot of respect for his speed and athleticism. I'm curious if they're going to be a little more aggressive, though, with their approach to go after him in this game. Not necessarily the way they did with Kirk Cousins, but still to take a more aggressive tack toward Ryan Tannehill.
Is that their identity? And, you know, picking up on that, Bedard said this to us earlier, it's the Patriots' offense has become a little bit of a smoke and mirrors offense, he said. And the reason they're more aggressive defensively is because they have to be. They now have to make plays on defense. They can't just sort of bend but don't break and allow other teams to score in the 20s because Brady's going to get in the 30s. They can't rely on that anymore, so they've got to be a little more assertive on defense and win the games in a much more balanced fashion. Do you think that's what they're doing now, defense and running the ball, versus scoring 38 points tonight with Tom Brady?
Yeah, there's a complimentary element to it. When Brady and the offense are scoring 30 a game, as a defense, your ultimate mission, you want to keep the team from scoring, but in that bend but don't break style, don't give up big plays, don't give them easy points. Hold them to field goals.
Field goals,
get the
right
key stop here or there. Eventually, they're not going to be able to keep up with the touchdowns your offense is scoring. So maybe with the offense not being as efficient, prolific as in the past, that calls for a different approach defensively.
I hadn't even considered the running game down in Miami. And the Dolphins, I just looking it up, They've allowed a third highest yards per game on the ground in the league. And the rush, your yards per attempt, five.
Ooh.
Five with nine rushing touchdowns. So I don't know. I find it interesting. And again, this is just my nature, Bob. The Patriots are going on the road in December to win a game, and they're going to take the ball out of the hands of Tom Brady. Is that what they're going to do?
Yep. See, Bob, that's called the Felgram-ass processor. You said it. you said it as a positive. You know, they can run the ball. They can really rely on Sony Michelle. That to us becomes they're taking it out of the hands of Tom Brady. But there is something to be said for that. And you know, I'm not a running back guy because mm-hmm. I think whenever you run the ball, even if you do it well, you're like Murray. I should have said this to you last week. You came out, you know, tooting your horn over Ezekiel Elliott and how he played in that Thursday night game against New Orleans. Like, see, the running back matters. How many points did Dallas score that night?
No.
How many did they score that night?
I forget they
13.
Won the game.
How many?
13.
13. Whee! Your running back played well and you scored 13 points.
The wins what
did
matters?
They win the game?
13.
Thank you, Bob.
13. That's not you don't win because of your offense. But if you can play defense like that and win scoring 13 points, yeah, hand it off to your running back and do whatever you want. You fart on the ball three times and then punt it. You play good defense, it makes no difference. So if that's what you want to be, a running team, get ready to win games 13-10. Can they do that?
They won 24-10 last week with a nice mix.
Okay, so you're
I'll
saying
that.
Okay, you're saying maybe. I mean, if the defense has come along that far,
I think it depends. I think it depends on who you're playing and where you're playing them. Can they win over Pittsburgh by doing that? Maybe not so, because Pittsburgh's got a much better run defense, and Pittsburgh has a high octane offense. If they don't turn the ball over, they are tough to stop. They've got a lot of weapons. Can they do that against Kansas City in the playoffs? Probably not. At Arrowhead, especially
quickly, miss.
So I was going to say, so Bob, take the running game out of it just for a second. But in the past, we've talked about, as you said, they've been an offense-heavy team. We put the ratio at 70-30, offense to defense. I mean, are they now a 50-50 team? Is that what they have to be? They have to win on defense as much, at least as much as they win on offense?
I still think they're more of an offensive team. I think that's not to slight the defense. I think that people around the league still have to have a respect and a fear for that offense. It hasn't all come together, but I think when you look at the parts individually, there's enough there to produce the sum of 30-plus, especially if they get on a stretch here late in the season into the playoffs where they start to build that chemistry. And Brady, he's had a lot of time. He hasn't been hit a lot the last couple of weeks. I think that last week they came out very effective. The opening series was
you're cutting into your Navy time, Bob. I just want to tell you that right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm stumbling here. I'm searching.
If you want to talk Navy, you've got to end this.
I think after the first series last week and then in the midst of that next drive, they kind of killed themselves. Edelman had the drop on the third down pass. You know, they got bogged down in the red zone. And then they kind of got sluggish before they rebounded when they had to. I think this offense still has the capabilities. They showed those two consecutive touchdown drives and the first series against Minnesota of erupting in a game. So I still think that the offense can carry the load if it has to at a key moment.
Okay, former Navy play-by-play man Bob Soucy, how did Navy fall back behind Army?
Oh, boy. Well, Army, give him a lot of credit. Jeff Munkin, former Navy assistant under Paul Johnson, has done a terrific job there in building that program and instituting the option offense, developing a very good defense. They've got an outstanding defensive coordinator.
I found it interesting. I'm just going to jump in because when Navy was on that big mm-hmm. run, and I really love this game. I love Army-Navy. It's one of my favorite neutral site games in all of sports. I watch it every year. I really like it. I don't even bet it. I just like it. But Navy had that big winning streak, and you said it was a recruiting thing where guys would really rather go to the Navy than the Army. You know, tropical destinations.
I still think Navy has better athletes overall.
Okay, so how did Army close a gap on the field if they still, I mean, did all of a sudden people want to start going to the Army, or it's just the coaching?
Now, a big part of the problem, I think, for Navy the last couple of years, honestly, and it's one of the things that set Army back, going back to the early 2000s, they joined a conference. Army started to play against teams that, you know, you don't consider powers, but athletically, week in, week out, especially when they catch up to the option game. Back when Army was in Conference USA, it took its toll. Now Navy's in the America Conference, the American Athletic Conference, and they were very successful their first year. They went into the Army-Navy game coming off a conference championship loss, and they got beat up in that game. They didn't play well against Army. I think they've had a lot of injuries this year. They've gone through three different quarterbacks. They've had a lot of linemen go down, and I just think it's the residual effects week after week. You can't massage your schedule as you can do as an independent. You know, Army's played two FCS teams and not upper echelon.
Did they play
Division
Oklahoma?
AA teams. They played Oklahoma early in the year. Navy always had those games, too. I mean, Navy almost beat South Carolina when I was there, when South Carolina was number two in the country, when Clowney and Gilmore and Ingram were all on that defense. Navy's had moments like that, too, in the recent past. But they did it against Ohio State. They took Ohio State to the brink in 2009. That was part of the audition CD that I gave Rick Radziff when I knocked down his door here. But I think the conference has had an effect. I also think Navy's gone through some things as a program the last couple of years. Their offensive coordinator.
Okay, too much.
Sorry, he had a son who had a heart transplant last year. They're a team, you know, they play defense with their offense. And I think that the toll that took on a lot of people around that program.
What's the line?
Had an effect. Army's a big favorite in this game. I think Army's favored by the widest margin.
Which is what?
Since like 2001. I don't pay attention to betting lines. I just
gave me some information on it, but you don't know what the number is?
I know they're a prohibitive favorite.
Tell you what, I don't care. I'm taking Navy in the points.
Take Navy.
It's a rivalry game. I'm taking points.
Absolutely.
They're a big favorite. I'm taking the points.
Navy's going to win it. Zach Abey, who was displaced as the quarterback early in the season, only to return under center, the triple option, is going to have a good game. Bennett Mooring, who missed the last second field goal last year, will win it for the Mids.
Okay.
That's
there
my
it is.
Prediction.
All right, Bobby. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
You have the call. The Dolphins, 1 o'clock here on Sunday on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We look forward to it, as always.
I will try to spit it out more fluently on Sunday than I did today.
Okay, babe. Bye. We will get back to your phones right after this and the giveaway. I promise I'm going to tease it one more time. Giveaway coming up next.
Felger and Maz. Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
When you look at those stats, it is pretty interesting, you know, the way, you know, some of those teams from the South come up and play in the North, and the North play in the South, and there's got to be something to it. But, again, it just comes down to playing good football. I mean, we had some great games down there, too. Hopefully this is a great game for us, but we got to go earn it. That's certainly the case here.
Okay, Brady, 1-for-4. His last 5 games in Miami has not played well down there. See what he does this week. I have a giveaway for you this segment, a giveaway for you next segment. Okay, so stay tuned for that. As promised, all right, back to phones. Billy in Rhode Island wants to know, why is it so bad on that Evaldi deal? Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I, you know, we've been talking about it a few days now, but why is it bad to have this extra pitcher in there if one of the guys get hurt? If he gets hurt, forget about it. We'll go with Maz's thought process that he isn't going to make it till the end of the year. At least they got 3 other pitchers. At 4th, they got 5. They got Rodriguez in there, too. I just don't understand where the problem. I'd rather them have them go into the season with a strong pitching staff and try to just stay with the team they have as much as possible and go for it. They're set up to do a good job. It's tough to win twice in a row. I'm not saying that. But they will give us a lot of good ball playing if they go with this lineup.
Okay, Billy, Maz?
Yeah, so, Billy, I'm not telling you it's bad to have an extra arm, and it's not bad to have Evaldi. He's a good pitcher, pitched well enough for them last year to make a difference, and he was awesome, in the playoffs especially. I'm just telling you that, objectively speaking, looking at the contract, it's nuts. It's a crazy contract for that kind of pitcher. That's all. So look,
the kind of pitcher he's been.
Yes, for the kind of pitcher he's been.
They're projecting.
Correct. They are projecting. Yep. And so if they can predict the future, good for them. They'll be the first people
no,
ever to do that.
No, but that's not. It's called scouting. Here's a guy's stuff. Here's how it's going to play.
Sure.
And they're projecting this could be a, you know, 15-12 game winner, in which case he'll be a bargain.
Yes, he will be if he is that. And I'm just telling you that's a gamble with a guy like this. That's for this kind of guy, that's a lot of money.
Matt and Quincy with the Bruins thought. Go, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going? All right. The Bruins can't score right now whatsoever. And I'm not even going to blame the guys who stink right now, which is like Heinen and the lower-end guys. They're not doing anything whatsoever. But the one guy, the most important guy, other than Pastrnak, who's doing absolutely diddly-poo, is Brad Marchand. And I want to tell you a couple stats here. Last year, I remembered Bergeron missed 14 games. I believe it was from...
Quickly, just go. In those 14 games, Marchand was what?
14 games, 9 goals, 23 points.
Wow.
10 games without Bergeron right now, 1 goal, 4 points.
He sucked. Last night he was a suck bag of the night. Marchand sucked last night.
So I looked some of this up the other day. He hasn't been good since Bergeron went out. I mean, that's fact.
But he was good last year when Bergeron was out? Huh. All right. Go figure. So he's capable of doing it. Chris in Rhode Island has a thought on the Patriots running game. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm just about running in the postseason. I think they should run more in the postseason because I feel like, and maybe this isn't true, but I feel like Brady's always thrown at least one pick in, you know, in the postseason game. So even if your running back were to fumble, which I don't think Sony Michel is a fumbler. I mean, I feel like it takes time off the clock a little bit. You know, it helps your defense out. And
of course it does. Can you give me any more football cliches? Because again, like all the running game stuff is all just cliches that we learned in Pop Warner when I played in the seventh grade. How about the practical matter of the points on the board? Because for all of the Patriots' latest success in the postseason, they've had to put 30, sometimes 40 points on the board to win championship games, whether that be divisional round, AFC championship game, or Super Bowls. They had to get into the high 30s and the low 40s. You tell me how you do that by handing it off 25, 30 times a night. You don't. That's not how you get to those point totals. You run the ball, invariably your points go down. Period. So if you got a great defense and can win that way, 20 to 17, then fine, run the ball. But like I said before, do anything you want with the ball on offense because you're just holding to 17 points. Another reason, the running games, if you have a strong running game and you rely on it, you suck. Or you have just a bananas defense. But has this Patriots defense gone from improving to all of a sudden winning on defense?
No. They're not a bananas defense. Let's not get stupid about it.
But they are improved.
They feel like they're better. But look, I mean, I have doubts about their ability to win on the road in the postseason. They have to be at home to be able to do it.
I think
that helps them all the way across the board.
So overnight now, they're winning these big postseason games against these high-flying offenses 20-17?
No.
I mean, you better get to 30 in some of these games. I don't know. That's the way it's always been. You know, in the last 5 years, just look at it.
I mean, to me, a lot of it speaks to pace, too. Like, typically, they want to play fast or faster than the other guy does. You know, it's about controlling tempo, keep the game moving, the no huddle that the caller brought up earlier in the day today, all of that. When you run the ball, you slow the game down. And maybe they're a team now that has to play at a slower pace.
Yeah, big night for Ezekiel Elliott last week. How come it all comes to me a week later, Murray? Big night for him. Great night. Tremendous. Thank God they drafted him third overall. They scored 13 points. 13. 1-3. Yeah. 13. Yeah.
But they're now in the lead in the NFC East, and they're going to win that division, and it's because of their defense, and the running game matters. Mm-hmm. Ezekiel Elliott managed today.
13 points. 13 points.
Your brain doesn't work fast enough. That's 13, a problem.
Exactly. All the good lines come as I'm driving home or like a week later, just out of nowhere. How come I didn't say that to Murray at the time?
Because the running back mattered. You had points. To work on it. You had to have your workshop it for a week is what you had to do.
See, in my case, the good lines never come.
It's Feed the Fan Fridays, presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to feed their fandom, stopandshop.com. Good luck on that prize. I'm giving something else away at the end of next segment, too. Bang, bang, back to back.
Yeah, Stones tickets again?
No. Although next week we're giving away concert tickets all week long, like Stones tickets.
Oh.
Guess who it is?
The Beatles.
The Dead.
The Dead.
Yeah.
The Dead. Oh, yeah, I'm in for the Dead.
Yep. So next week is Dead tickets. Dead and Company. But anyway, no, I have another giveaway for you next segment. We're also going to play you the Fuppets next segment. We've got fresh Fuppets.
Oh, good.
They're so good. I don't want to just run it once at the end of the show. We'll do it once in the middle of the show. Hardy deserves that for all the work that he puts in there, and they're that good, so we put them on. We'll do some Fuppets. Also, Murray had a little bit of a mini meltdown here early on in the program.
I didn't notice.
Want to give a little sample of it, Stu, next? Can we? Are we prepared for this? Because I hear it's epic.
I have it. I was going to save it all for the final word at 5:55.
Well, why don't we do both?
We can do both.
That's what I'm saying. It's that good. Let's do it twice.
I mean, well, know, like, when Hardy produces this up for the Fuppets next week, it's going to be next level.
That's all coming your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
I know the home road splits have been bad, and that's legitimate. They have played like garbage. Oh, and one thing I wanted to say was, in this game, did you notice how much towel waving and the guys were up on the sideline?
Yes.
And all that stuff? Did you notice that?
Belichick himself.
Where the hell is that on the road against these slappies that they play?
Agreed.
What, they only come and play for the big games? The national games? How about those guys do that in Miami on Sunday? And go out there and actually bring some enthusiasm to the field instead of playing like a bunch of zombies like they did against Tennessee and at New York and at Detroit and all that stuff. Let's be professional, and why don't they go win a game?
Bedard's offended by the road play.
It's been offensive.
I'm offended by the how, okay, anybody can get up for Sunday night.
Agreed, at home. Right.
That's not what the Patriots do, a real Patriots team. A real Patriots team goes out and kicks butt against everybody anywhere. You want to be a soft road team and a great home team? Great. See how far that gets you.
Again, Agenda-Free Friday. Greg Bedard on with us earlier in the week. We recap stuff from the weekend, and we've gotten to have yet to get to. It's all up to you with your phone calls. A couple of things here I promised a giveaway. Here it is. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card to Newberry Comics. Find a store near you at newberrycomics.com for a wicked good time. Speaking of Newberry Comics, Tony and I will be at the Newberry Comics at the Natick Mall tomorrow, 2:30 to 4:30, collecting donations for Christmas in the City. Bring by a toy, bring by cash, bring by a check. They'll take it however you can deliver it, whatever you can contribute to Christmas in the City. We will take it. So again, come by, meet Maz, shake hands with him, take a picture with him, all of that. We'll be there from 2:30 to 4:30 as we are every single year.
And Murray will be joining us as well.
Murray and the whole Felger and Maz crew.
And I think Greg Bedard's going to show up tomorrow.
Oh, the big boy.
So I don't know if he'll be there the whole time, but I think he's actually going to make a donation and visit with his family.
Awesome. Okay, so the whole, the whole Megillah. We're all going to be down there, the whole Felger and Maz crew. So come down to Newberry Comics tomorrow. Again, for Christmas in the City, I want to thank everybody at the Seaport Hotel and Jake Kennedy for having us yesterday at the Seaport. They raised a boatload of money in both their raffle and their live auction. One live auction item was a Felger and Maz show sit-in. And our guy, Oded, who owns DN Van Lines, my official van line, DN Van Lines, official movers, I should say, they're movers, he bid quite a number to have a show sit in with Felger and Maz. So we want to thank Oded specifically. And I'd say the last name, but I know I'm going to forget it and butcher it and just...
I want to say it's Carmi.
Carmi is what I think it is. Thank you. Oded Carmi. DN Van Lines, okay? Best movers in the area. That's where you want to go for your moving needs. But he bet a very gracious amount to sit in with Felger and Maz. I told you, this guy wants a piece of Felger and Maz.
Did he ever? Wow, what a number. And we're looking forward to having him here.
Okay.
And as soon as he starts flapping his gums, we're going to unplug his mic.
So this is what we're doing. The Felger and Maz online auction for Christmas in the City begins next Monday. Online only. You go to 985thesportshub.com to check out the items like a Troy Brown signed football, a Bruins team signed stick, framed Julian Edelman photo from the Boston Globe, and more, including the Felger and Maz show sit-ins. These are not just viewing appearances where we stick you in the corner and you watch us talk for 4 hours. Nope. You get to come on and host a segment. You can host it. You can co-host it. You can just sit there and make fart noises in the microphone. Whatever it is, it's your segment. You can take calls. You can read tweets. If you want to come back from break, welcome back to Felger and Maz. This is Harold Fenefesi, and I'm in charge. You get to do whatever you want as long as it's FCC compliant. And it's this
call up the show 781-665. Oh my God, I'm giving out my home number. Sorry. What's the number?
In fact, if you want to come on and tell Murray to look something up, you can do that.
Exactly. And Murray has to do it. But how's this going to go next week, Maz? As Murray's saying, this could be quite a thing.
Yeah, I'm here hosting with Felger and Maz. And I just wanted to thank the listeners for calling in. But when you call in, hold your phone like a pizza.
Online auction begins next week. If maybe you've been watching the simulcast today, maybe you've seen people come in and out and then they've been jumping around to different computer terminals and whatnot. We've had some computer issues here in the studio today. And, well,
just a couple.
Murray did not respond well when they first cropped up in the 2 o'clock hour. Just give us a sample.
But my guess is they can't. Why are you smiling?
You okay over there, Murray? You want to take something out on the show? Come on. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to lose it. These sea-sucking computers that don't work. Go on.
You had to change stations over there.
Who screws with these things like this? It's like overnight and weekends. Five-year-olds come in here and put jelly all over everything, and then they move the wires so everything gets disconnected and nothing works.
if we used Macs, like... never mind.
The Macintosh computer, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mac.
And now, of course, this keyboard doesn't work either. Because why would it? Why would the keyboard work? Why would the keyboard work? Why would it? Is numlock on? Do I have to hit numlock so the effing thing works, maybe? Or how about scroll lock? No, it doesn't work either. That's great. Good. I'll just write the effing headlines on my phone, and I'll read it off that. Go on. Continue your conversation. Sorry. You're dealing with, like, a caged animal that got loose. Because I can't deal with things like this.
I blame...
Just work.
Sorry. I blame Arcand. Yeah, he was the last one at that computer.
Murray, you want me to read the update? What do you got? How you doing?
No, I'll just wing it. Go ahead.
We continue on Agenda Free Friday. Right back to your phones.
This is going
to
be good.
No, this is good.
This is going to be a real... Yeah, that's great. Great. Go ahead. Hit it, Jimmy. Why does it sound so weird? Of course, now my headphones aren't working either. Awesome. Hey, well, the Patriots... Patriots continue to get ready for Sunday's game against the Miami Dolphins down in Miami. And news today that Xavien Howard, their Dolphins cornerback, has been ruled out with a knee injury. He has 7 interceptions on the year and had 2 down in Miami against the Pats last year in the game on Monday night. Celtics, they won their 4th straight with their win over the Knicks last night. Next up, they'll be in Chicago to take on the Bulls on Saturday. Bruins lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning last night.
Very angry.
Angriest headlines ever.
This is where I turn into you, Mike. Actually, when computers don't work, I've been this way my whole life. I turn into like an enraged gorilla.
Oh, anything tech-related, it's out the window. In the drawer, out the window, in the trash, I'm out. I'm not screwing around with this.
Oh, I'm going to lose it. Sucking computers. I can't tell you how much I just wanted to take that keyboard and Hulk smash it until all of the keys flew off of it.
Either work or don't. But if you don't work, you're not getting my time.
Of course, this keyboard doesn't work either. Because why would it? Why would the keyboard work? Why would the keyboard work? Why would it?
Meanwhile, Fuppets, fresh material.
I'm looking forward to this.
From Hardy, if you're watching.
Is numlock on? Do I have to hit numlock so the effing thing works, maybe? Or how about scroll lock? No, it doesn't work either. That's great.
So if you're watching on NBC Sports Boston, this is a visual as well as a audio. If you listen on the radio, it'll still work. Here's this week's edition of the Fuppets.
So he's hired an agent. They're going on this massive media blitz to put his name out there and get him back at the top of everyone's list for coaching candidates, all to create a distraction that they can then say, see, stupid media, or something like that?
No. The real reason is to get back at the Colts.
Okay, now discuss that.
Okay? Yeah, I felt like this was all part of the plan.
Bill's just pulling the puppet strings on this one.
Ever since they caught us letting the air out of the footballs, there's been a master plan to get back at Ursa.
You sure showed them.
Don't forget, Belichick wanted to show McDaniels the inner workings.
I've said this about Belichick, that if I were to ever die and be reincarnated, I want to come back as Bill. Because every time I F up, someone is going to come up with a theory that was all part of some greater plan. And now it has spilled over to McDaniels.
Bill's just pulling the puppet strings on this one. That's all it is. And we're just his pawns.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.